So a terrific result for Scotland as they sing out and bellow out at the work at Workington. The flower of Scotland. 18-18 that draw, and we've got the legend that is Gary Schofield on the line, who was at Workington. Gary, good afternoon, mate. How are you?
Not so bad, Tom, to be honest with you. A little bit of recovery because the hospitality up in Cumbria is something special. So just a little bit of recovery time, Tom, to be honest.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time, Scotty. We've got to talk, obviously, about this game. What a result for Scotland, eh?
Absolutely. And as we say, you know, when we talk about the four nations and some of these emerging nations, you know, are they going to be competitive? Is it going to be a waste of time? But I'd tell you what, one thing for sure here, the way that Scotland have played in this four nations, they've certainly put themselves on the map, haven't they? I know they're ranked about world number nine or something, but one thing for sure here, okay, against Australia, for half an hour they got blown away, and then they realised that, you know, they was in a game and they came back okay in the second half. England, we know exactly what they did there, and certainly last night, put themselves back on the rugby league map, and many, many congratulations to a lot of them, not just the players, and all the coaching staff as well.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, Scotland were actually leading, weren't they? 12-10 with 6 minutes to go. What a remarkable result to even get back in the game that late.
Oh, we've had that. And also as well, so when you look at it, when New Zealand scored them two late tries, and to be honest with you, Tom, I didn't see Scotland's last try because, you know, it was absolutely packed up at Workington last night. I think you know, they gave a crowd of 6,000, 6,500, but I reckon there was plenty of moment there, to be honest with you. So we didn't see Scotland's last try because, you know, there's plenty in the bar there, so we thought, well, it's all over here now. And so we thought, well, we'll get a couple of drinks, and then all of a sudden, 2 minutes later, we hear this roar, and then the bigger roar when Danny Brough equalises. But again, when you look at the spirit of this Scotland side, when you looked at it, they went for the short kickoff. They still believed, what, with 4 minutes to go, that they could get themselves back into that game and get something out of it, so which is great credit to themselves.
Absolutely, getting a point also on the Four Nations board. A lot of people wouldn't have tipped that, and let's not forget the odd, you know, the bookmakers and everyone was tipping New Zealand to win this sensationally.
But well, also I think Scotland were getting 36 points there, wasn't they?
Yeah.
You know, so and when you looked at the conditions up there and the pitch itself and, you know, the width of it and whatever, you know, it was, you know, Scotland. There was never going to beat Scotland by 36 points, but you know, again, Scotland, the brave hearts, and you can see what it means to these players. You know, after the game, with singing, you know, the flower of Scotland, and the passion, the commitment they show to that jersey. I think it's a credit to themselves, and also as well, Tom, the way that the crowd, and I keep mentioning it about Cumbria, if you give them quality rugby league, they will come out and watch it.
Even on a wet night in Cumbria, there's absolutely room for rugby league there, isn't there?
Oh, without a doubt. And I tell you what, it would be even greater, you know, if they took the Kangaroos up there. I can't remember the last time when the Kangaroos were up there, but you know, the pubs and the clubs and all that sort of thing. Great, you know, great for the comic, because it was absolutely chock-a-block. And as I said, up in Cumbria, you know, they know the rugby league, they're respectful of quality rugby league, and they will come out and watch it.
Definitely. So, I mean, what have you made of the talent that's in the Scotland squad then, Sky?
Well, it's a bit of a mixture, isn't it? You know, as we know, obviously, Danny Brough, the main man there in Super League and in Championship, and you know, they brought some Aussies in who have really added to it, haven't they? You know, I know, I think Sean Johnson got the man of the match, but I thought the Scottish fullback last night, I thought he was outstanding. Is it Lochie? Is that what they call him, Lochie, the fullback for Scotland? I thought he was outstanding, but you know, yeah. What Scotland have? What they might lack a little bit in skill and maybe that intensity. I tell you what, boy, oh boy, do they have it in passion and commitment.
I'm not sure who the Scotland fullback is. I'm not lying to you, Sky, but I'll double-check later. But, yeah, I'm sure I know what you mean. There's definitely talent there, isn't there?
Yeah, it's another kid called Lochie there. But, and I say, we know what Danny Brough brings, but it's just a squad, what Steve McCormack has got there. They all want to put that shirt on. They all want to play for McCormack, and then I say they're a credit to themselves.
So when it comes to Steve McCormack, I think he's been, you know, he's definitely picked up a fair few plaudits in this tournament. But he came out at the beginning of the tournament saying there'll be no other players playing for the shirt like they will in this team.
Well, and I said, and that's what he wants. He's got that atmosphere, and the great thing as well, what the respect what these players show, you know. After games, they're all smarted up with the official gear, they're wearing the kilt, and they all buy into what they're trying to create up there. And let's not forget, you know, Galloway was missing, I think Wardle was missing, and a couple of other big-name players who the Scots can add to the World Cup squad next year. So, Yeah, they'll be going to the World Cup next year. First of all, with a smile on their face, and secondly, to maybe cause a few upsets.
Definitely, you've mentioned him a couple of times, Danny Brough. He had to have pain injections to play. He had two before the game and two at half time. Does that not just show what sort of player that Danny Brough can be?
Yeah, we've had it out, and we know what he brings. Sometimes, you know, he makes the odd mistake, as we saw against England last week. You know, he got Simbin, which he let his teammates down there, and I think he realised that, and a couple of kicks out on the floor. But that's Danny Brough for you. You know, he plays what he sees. He has that freedom. His coach let him get some of it, and see, it just shows you come in with what they've got. And I say, Danny, what he had, I think it was two just before kickoff injections, and two at half time. So there you go. It just shows you that you know, he wants to put the shirt on and he wants to play for him.
Absolutely, and it equals Andrew Henderson's appearance with that 23 caps. That's very good for Danny Brough. Now let's have a look at obviously tomorrow, Scoey. It's all over to England now, isn't it, to get to the final now?
Well, it is. There's not need any more motivation, do they? To be honest with you, you know, you don't need any motivation to play in Australia. The second one is to get to the Four Nations final. So yeah, it's all in their hands. It's as simple as that. And but I'm a little bit, while I'm here, a little bit surprised that he's looking to change the halfback partnership. For mine, this is no time to experiment. You know, Kevin Brown's not playing for a while. Okay, he came off the bench and played against France. But what I'm hearing is going to be Kevin Brown and Widdop at halfback. So for mine, to be honest with you, Tom, this is no time now to experiment in where we all know this is where we lack from the creativity point of view.
You think that you'd stick with the halfback partnership that you've seen in the previous game?
Yeah, I would stick with Widdop and Gale. Simple as that would be my halfback partnership. But say we all know what the pack brings and the outside backs are going to get the opportunities. But no, this is no time now to experiment. And I say I would go with Widdop and Gale. I think Gale, okay, he's coming for a bit of criticism, but I think he's done enough just to keep that jersey.
Okay, well, I'm gonna be play devil's advocate here, Scoey. Do you think that if England don't make it to the final, this is absolutely a failure for England in this tournament?
There's no doubt about it, Tom. No doubt about it whatsoever, because to be honest with you, you know, this is not the best Australian side that's come over these shores. This is not best New Zealand side that's come across these shores. And you know, I've been hearing interviews on TV today from all the England players, and you know, this is what believing, this is what Bennett's brought us, you know, he's given us that self-belief. Well, I'll tell you what now, Tom, it's quite simple. Put up, shut up, and start doing some action. It's as simple as that.
Very much, very, very good. And before I let you go, Scoey, I've got to actually mention this. I've seen a tweet on your Twitter saying, Donald Trump becoming president makes me feel I still have a chance of running the RFL. I want to know, how's the campaign going?
Tom, it's like anything else, isn't it? You know, if anybody would have said Donald Trump was going to become the president of America, we all would have said bonkers. That's happened, so listen, don't rule it out. Anything can happen. If he's become the most powerful man in the world, who says Scoey can't become a powerful man at the head of the rugby league? Watch this space.
Scoey, enjoy your Saturday afternoon and we'll speak to you again very, very soon.
I'm looking forward, Tom, to get a few more 40 wings. Thanks, Mary. Have a great afternoon.
See you later, buddy.